This is program number LW2581. Can you legislate morality? That seems to be the question every time there is an election that takes place. It came up in the last election. It came up in the one before that. It'll come up in the next one. And it will come up in the one after that. Hi, this is Larry West. I flipped on my television set the other morning. I watched one of those early morning news shows, you know, one where they tell not only the news and weather, but where they interview people involved in current events. For about 3 minutes, two fellows debated over the issue, can you legislate morality? One fellow was saying that lots of Christians around the country have come together in a sort of coalition, insisting that men in public office listen to their stand on moral issues. The other fellow in this short debate was insisting that they have no right to do such a thing. And the fellow who was opposing it all was insisting that you cannot legislate morality. And that's the question. Can you legislate morality? Well, to answer it, let me ask another question. When we have laws against murder, against stealing, against rape, and so on, what else are we legislating except morality? When it's against the law to perjure yourself in court, that's lying. When embezzlement is against the law, or burglary, or shoplifting, all that's stealing. When it's against the law to assault, or to kidnap, or to rape, then what else are you legislating except morality? I'd like to suggest that our laws, if they're not dealing directly with morals, they are at least extensions of them. I didn't catch the fellow's name on the morning talk show, the one who stated you cannot legislate morality, but I'd sure like to ask him, in the name of common sense, what else can you legislate? I'm convinced that the Bible is still the most workable, the most sensible guideline for every facet of our lives. We should let its contents influence us. Four men held up a grocery store in Louisville, Kentucky some time ago, and in the process shot and killed two policemen. Well, when the men were brought to trial, their lawyer noticed a copy of the Ten Commandments on the wall near the jury box, and he objected. Judge Hayes, he said, that framed reproduction of the Ten Commandments is detrimental to this trial. Then he requested that it be removed. Well, the judge refused. You know what was listed there? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, it was detrimental to the trial. That's because we legislate morality. Andrew Jackson once said concerning the Bible, that book is the rock on which our republic rests. It is the Bible that tells us people how to better deal with each other. Sure, it tells us how to get right with God. But did you know that 60% of the Ten Commandments have to do with how we people are to get along with each other? Morally speaking, I mean. So you can't legislate morality. What else do you call these? Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife, not anything that is thy neighbor's. Who said you can't legislate morality? That's all God did way back there in the olden days, and to survive, we'd better put morality back into our legislation. I like what Horace Greeley once said. He said, it is impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. He said, the principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I care about our country, our great country. I want it to stay great. Dwight Eisenhower once said, decency is one of the main pillars of a sound civilization. He said, an immoral nation invites its own ruin. In the name of common sense, what else can we legislate except morality? Think about it today. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.